Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. This is Let's Jazz It Up, Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Brenda Moss. Welcome, everyone. Thank you for your support by tuning in. I have a guest with me this evening, Gwen Yvette. She is our soloist for R&B soul music this evening. Welcome, Gwen. Are you with me?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you so much, Brenda. I appreciate you having me.
Oh, you're welcome. Sorry, the sound was probably distorted a little bit. Sometimes it takes a lot of adjustment. Sometimes we have to work on the volume on our phones. But tell us briefly about yourself.
Well, my name is Gwen Yvette. It's my first and middle name is actually Gwendolyn Yvette. I am 45 years old, and I am just now beginning really to live the dreams of my 17, 18 year old self. So that's what it's all about right now.
All right. Well, you're doing quite well, quite well. I have ran across your name like a month ago, and I researched all your music, all of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes.
So what did you think?
I went to your website, read your biography, and I'm like, ooh, I like her. You know, you have this motivation, this ball of energy. I want some of that, you know. What is your motivation? I want to ask you that first.
Well, my motivation basically is just to be my best self, to live my dreams and to just be the best person that I can be. I haven't always been that way, but that's where I find myself at now, and I really like this place. I'm in a good place.
Yeah.
So my motivation is just to be my best and to encourage other people to do the same thing along the way. A lot of times we get so caught up in, you know, the day-to-day of just keeping ends meeting that we forget about dreams, the things that we really wanted to do when we were, you know, kids. So I encourage people all the time to push and to, you know, try to pursue your dreams.
Well, you're being a very good teacher with quite sure with experience and wisdom and to pass along to others. You have this quote that overall that you want people to see that you are never too old or too fat or too anything to pursue your dreams. Pursue!
Yes. Yes, that's a quote from the first magazine article that was done on me. And that's exactly what it is. I encourage people to pursue because when I wanted to do this when I was much younger, and I moved to New York in pursuit of that, and I met with several producers, and everybody pretty much had the same storyline. It was, you have a beautiful voice, but, and the behind the butt was that I didn't have the look because I'm a plus size girl. I've always been that. Pretty much since middle school. So, you know, at that time, I heard that from about the fourth person, and that was about all I could take. I came back down south and just got into the workforce and, you know, got caught up in the day-to-day of life. So definitely pursue. Don't let naysayers, don't let anybody talk you out of it. Don't let them tell you you're too old. Don't let them tell you you're too fat, that you're too anything. Pursue.
I have a friend that's blind, and she always says, if everybody on this earth was blind, or rather did not see the outer selves of who we are and just see our hearts, we all would be very beautiful-minded people. We all have our own gift. We all will uplift each other more. And let's get back to you. You were born in Harlem?
Yes, I was. My parents met, they're both from the South, but they both moved to the city and they met there. And I was born there. We stayed about 6 years. I started first grade in South Carolina. So by the time I was, you know, ready for first grade, they decided, you know, they wanted to raise their girls in the South, so
all right.
I had a baby sister by that point. And yeah, so we came back to South Carolina to Gullah Geechee country, and that's where, you know, home has been.
Okay.
This is
okay.
My mom's home.
Right. And I have young curious minds want to know, did you play a musical instrument in grade elementary school, and did you sing in a church choir?
I never played an instrument. I am fascinated, absolutely fascinated by bass, guitar. And anytime, you know, when I have a show, if I'm able to catch a live show or anything, that's who captivates me, is whoever's on bass. So I've never played, but I'm really, really fond of bass and saxophone. And singing choir, yes, absolutely. I was in Sunbeam choir. So that's the little, you know, the little kids. I started the Sunbeam choir. And so I always, that was always a part of my life, singing. It's not at church. I was on the gospel choir at school or on the concert choirs at school, always.
Another young person wants to know, did you ever have to be a lead singer in the choir?
Yes, I did lead three songs in gospel choir. That period of my life was it made such a lasting impact in my life, being in the gospel choir in high school, because I was going through so many different, you know, as teenage girls, we go through so many different emotions. We can't, not necessarily everybody's case, but in my case and in a lot of other cases, you know, don't have the best relationship with your mom during those years, for whatever reasons, mothers and teenage daughters struggle. So, you know, I was going through all of that, you know, acne, boys, all of that kind of stuff. So God's choir was my saving grace in high school. And so, yes, I sang three leads when I was in the gospel choir. Absolutely loved it.
Okay. And, all right.
Yeah.
Okay. You were on the X Factor. What year was that?
Yes. I did X Factor. Well, I'll tell you, let me give you a little backstory. After I lost my dad in 2011, that was really, really hard because that, you know, that's my number one fan and my, you know, my first love. So after I lost my dad in late 2011, I'm sorry, Whitney Houston died in February of 2012. And it really, literally was, I used to sing with Whitney so much. So,
oh my God.
She was like a big, no. I mean in the mirror, you know, with the hairbrush.
Oh, okay. Oh, sure, I go there.
So to me, it was like a family member. It really was like a family member, like she was a big sister or an auntie. So that made a huge impact on me. And when they were playing all the songs on the radio, songs of hers that, you know, I thought I had forgotten the words to. They were just coming. And it happened almost instantaneously. Like, I have to do this now. Like, I've waited as much as I can wait. I have to do it now. And I began immediately auditioning for singing competitions. I did Sunday Best first, went to Atlanta. I actually stood in line for, like, 7 hours in Atlanta. But it was a beautiful experience. People, it was so intimidating, too. People could sing so beautifully. It was like if heaven has a choir, this is what it sounds like. People just start singing, and everybody would just join in. It was so beautiful. But once I got in for the actual competition, I was in there all of, like, 3 minutes.
<That's it. Yeah. laughs>
But the experience was still beautiful. So I said, okay, that didn't work. Sunday Best. The next time around, I said, I was debating about going back to Sunday Best, and then I decided not to because X Factor was coming to Charleston, which is close. So I said, I'll go to X Factor. Me, my mom, one of my good girlfriends, we went and spent the day. It was actually my mom's birthday, and we went and spent the day at X Factor. And, you know, got the few yeses and had the opportunity to come back and do the celebrity round later on with the judges, with celebrity judges, and it was really good. Actually went to Hollywood. So I had a lot of fun with X Factor, met a lot of other artists as well.
Wow. That's a blessing right there.
It was a lot of fun.
Wow, you know, gosh, woo! Have you thought about getting into the next level besides the X Factor, like America's Got Talent or the other shows?
I've considered America's Got Talent because it is so wide open. You know, people can be riding tricycles and eating fire and all of that. You know, I kind of wanted to stick to singing. If I'm going to do a competition, stick to a singing competition.
Or you can go on Steve Harvey's show.
You know, I don't know what it is about Steve Harvey, but for whatever reason, my mom keeps telling me, it's not a bad thing, my mom keeps telling me, she's like, have you written to Steve Harvey? You need to write to Steve Harvey because I feel like that's going to be, like, your big break is going to come through Steve Harvey. And I did write a while back.
And
I did write to him, but, you know, I didn't get selected for the show. At least I haven't been informed yet.
My mom seems
to think Steve Harvey somehow connected to me getting into mainstream.
I believe you should go on Steve Harvey. You have so much energy, inspiration, motivation. The song title, So In Love. Now, that came out in 2016.
That was my very first single I released in February last year. Yes, my very first single.
So what? How did you come up with the idea, the title of that song? Were you going through something?
I'll tell you. No, it was more of me kind of fantasizing because I wasn't dating anyone at the time. So it was more kind of about me fantasizing, kind of putting together my ideals about love and relationship and flowed from there. So once I came up with the hook, that was the thing that I stuck with and said, okay, So In Love, that'll be the title. At first it was going to be We're So In Love, but yeah, I changed it up and just stuck with the So In Love. And I had no idea how many songs there are out entitled So In Love.
Right.
But there's a bunch. You know how you Google or search on YouTube for just the title? There's so many others, So In Love. Some really good ones, too.
Yeah. But I will spin this song. And if anyone wants to call on Let's Jazz It Up, Blog Talk Radio, to speak to Gwen Yvette, our social guest for this evening, call 1-657-383-0771. And I am your host this evening, Brenda Moss. You sit still in that soft chair, Gwen Yvette. We'll be right back.
Okay, thank you.
Fact is, it's a cold, hard world out here. If you can make me smile and act like a freaking teenager, you're doing great things. Boy, you're making me feel things. You are on your job. We just giggle when our eyes meet. We're so in love. People stare at us in the street, 'cause we're so in love. I still get butterflies when you enter a room. My heart is at ease. I'm so grateful for you. Like the yin to my yang, in heaven when you play, connected on this music thing. No one loves me like you do, sent from above. Our love is music, music is our love.
Plan, excited to be your man, the one to have your hand in matrimony. We stand tall against the world, strong like diamonds and pearls, royal regal. I love, there's no equal. My love's like my music, strong for my people. You're something so special, no one can compare to how I feel about you. True, it all amounts to you. I'm so in love with you, my boo, making me through, making love to you. So silky smooth, heavenly sit and pure, keeping it real and raw. Sit straight from above, my dove. We fit like grits and butter, like hand and glove. I'm so in love.
Yeah.
So in Love by Gwen Yvette. I love that cut. Who is the hip hop rapper on that?
Thank you. That is an artist from Atlanta by way of Yemisee, South Carolina, and his name is Sakim Ray.
All right.
We actually sat down and, yes, Sakim Ray. We wrote that one together.
All right. So, get down. Yeah. So do you do any events in your community based on for inspiration for like a charity event in your community to help teenage girls or anything?
I'm always willing to do whatever I can to support positive things that are going on in our community. And I don't have any, like, on the calendar at the moment, but as they arise, people invite me, ask me to do things, I'm always game.
Always game,
because that's important. One of the things that I'm going to do for this upcoming school year is volunteer at the alternative school here in our community to work with the kids who I used to work with before I became a full-time singer.
All right. Yeah. Now, this song, So In Love, it pushed your career, and you got you won South Carolina Music Awards for that one song, right?
Yes, I actually won last year about the same time. South Carolina, they do annual music awards show, and last year I was nominated and won the R&B Female Artist of the Year. So, yes.
All right. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
With this new album coming out, this is your time to shine, to let all the listeners know about your new music. Tell us more about this new album project, website information, and where to purchase your album.
Okay, my album is entitled Love, Dreams, and Visions, and that is the title track. Also, that's one of the songs that's on my project. And basically, you know, my album ended up, I could have just named Love, because that's mostly what I'm talking about. Because that's something that's so, you know, that's something that's so significant to me, that's so important to me. If I just love, you know, being in love and seeing people in love and all of that good stuff. And then, you know, aside from just the, you know, romantic love, just love in general, I think that if we, you know, certainly we could always use more love. And so that's my project entitled Love, Dreams, and Visions. It's available on my website. My website is www.gwenyvette.net. That's GWENYVETTE.net, GwenYvette.net. And you can download the album there, or you can order a keepsake copy that I will sign and send to you. And there are 9 tracks on the project. I say 9 because I do it, Love, Dreams, and Revisions, where there is a hip-hop artist by the name of Harvey Boy that collaborated on that with me, and he's on there as well. So I have 9 tracks on the album. The last one is just a little teaser, to give you kind of a taste of where I'm going next with my next EP, which will be more along the, you know, romantic side of things.
Right. And you're right. We all do need some love.
Yes, yes.
The soundtrack called Haya. What is the meaning with the name of the title of this song?
Well, it's higher, like, you know, higher, ascending higher.
Okay.
It's in love,
okay.
Lifts me higher. But I didn't want to spell it, you know.
Yeah.
I'm just adding
stuff. All right.
So I went with the different spelling of H-I-Y-A-H instead of saying higher. Because that's how I say it when I'm singing it anyway. You know, lift me higher,
right,
not higher.
Right. Well, I'm going to spin Higher by Gwen Yvette. Stay tuned. Be right back.
Okay.
feel-good song. I'm in my feel-good zone because of your love.
Right, that is Hiya by Gwen Yvette. Anyone wants to call in on the show, call 1-657-383-0771. We still have a few more minutes to go to talk with Gwen Yvette, the Soultress, bringing back the old school R&B soul. All right, Gwen.
Let me throw out this disclaimer.
Okay.
Because that was an earlier, that is, I guess I sent you the wrong version. That was an earlier version. I put a whole lot of work into background and harmonies and everything on Hiya. All of that wasn't in there just now. But it's on
the
project.
So that was, you sent me the older version? So
I must have sent you the earlier version. So,
okay, well, tell our listeners that what they will receive on the newer album, and tell them that you have a different, updated version?
Yes, that the actual release version of Hiya has a lot of harmonies and backgrounds and high notes and all of that good stuff in it. So if you're listening, it's on Spotify. You can find the whole album on Spotify. You can find it on iHeartRadio, If you go online to iHeartRadio and search my name, you'll find it there. YouTube, of course, has the entire album, and you can get all those previews and listen to it, try it before you buy it. When you get ready to buy it, it's on iTunes, Amazon, as well as my website, which is www.gwenyvette.net, GwenyVette.net.
All right. Well, you know what? I like what I'm hearing anyway. I like the melody. Chill back, read
Thank
a book,
you.
Sit with your man or whatever. Like you said,
yeah.
We all need some love on this earth today. You're aiding in the resurgence of R&B soul music. Do you feel that R&B soul music is so much different today than how it used to be back in the day? I know about R&B soul music in old school and in classics. To me, the R&B soul, the lyrics were clear enough for you to understand.
Yes. Yes.
And it's really not necessarily all about someone's life experience. Even a young child can listen, or a younger person can listen to an old school song and understand immediately what they're singing about, you know, than just trying to pay so much attention to the melody, because lyrics and music along with melody, it actually gives you wisdom, or it gives you a life experience too, and a lesson to learn in it as well. So what you have to say about that? You aiding in.
I definitely think that the R&B soul scene is much different than, you know, what we grew up with. But the main thing I think is that the older songs, I don't think they were talking about things that were so different than what they're talking about now. I think the subject matter may have been along some of the same lines. You know, when Marvin Gaye was talking about sexual healing or different songs like that. But the thing about it back then, they had such a wordplay with the lyrics that it wasn't explicit.
Yeah.
And I think that's one of the things that makes such a huge difference in music now and music then. Of course, the music, the actual music itself was beautiful. And then, you know, adding quality lyrics on top of that. So many songs, I can't even think off the top of my head right now, but so many songs, you know, we know what they were talking about.
Yeah.
They did it in such a way that it wasn't offensive or anything like that. You just felt good. You're singing along. You want to dance and all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Versus a lot of the music that we hear now is so heavily explicit in the content. And so one of the things that I definitely do as an artist is remember that, you know, that you never know who's going to be on the other end listening. And I saw it on social media one time, that you don't really pay attention to the lyrics of a song until you hear a child saying it. So I definitely try to make sure that, you know, I'm responsible in what I put out. Of course, I like people to laugh and have a good time and, you know, be in love and all of that kind of stuff, and definitely want to be, I think it's a requirement for an artist to be responsible for the kind of music that you put out. So even when I do my, you know, in love type project next, my maybe love making type project, it's going to have some wordplay. It's not going to be listed type.
I understand that, but I took off with your music immediately when I heard it. And I wanted more, and I kept looking for more of your music, more about you. I found your website. I found more pictures of you. I mean, Google your pictures. There you are.
Okay.
And so I purchased your album. So the deal is here, you use your music to inspire, spread love, and to address important issues in modern society. What are the important issues that you see that should be suggested in songs in our modern society today?
Well, I'll tell you, one of the songs that I put on my project, and I debated back and forth about whether or not to include it, because it was kind of like a little different lane than the other songs, and it's my song entitled Victorious. And in that song, I'm sharing a whole lot of information about myself, some of my own personal struggles, dealing with, well, for me, not being able to have a child. That was one of the things that caused me a lot of hurt, and I went into a depression. And so that song is talking about being victorious despite or after the fact of having gone through, you know, things that get you down. And
yeah.
So that's one of the things that I think that we really don't focus on enough. I know especially in the Black community, we have a tendency to kind of sweep things under the rug when it comes to mental illness. And so that song, and that's something that I, you know, every year it comes around, it's in May, Mental Health Awareness Month. You know, I'm sure to share things, especially on social media, that are related to that and encourage people to get help.
Yes, and I think that is very important. I'm glad you brought that out. That is very important that you should bring it out in music and songs, not a facade. You know what I'm saying? Be real about
right.
it.
Right, sure.
Yeah.
Sure. I mean, that's a big part of the problem is that we have this negative stigma associated with mental illness. If you have any other type of illness, it's just, oh, I'm sick. But when it comes to mental illness, somehow it's supposed to be embarrassing and that type of thing. So we have such a negative stigma associated with it, we don't want to deal with it in a lot of cases. So that's kind of something that I definitely support people getting help and not being embarrassed about family members having mental illness.
I got tweets going
happen.
Off. People are listening and they hollering, thank you, thank you. Caller, go ahead and speak. The caller.
Hey, Auntie Glenn, I just wanted to call and congratulate you on your album.
Oh,
this
wow, thank
album.
You. This
and what is your name?
Kirsten.
Oh,
hi,
thank
Kirsten.
You
thank you so much.
I wow. almost every single day.
Oh, wow, boo. Thank you. You're going to make me cry.
I never had
thank
a
thank you so much.
Call the show. Thank you for calling on the show. Thank you.
Kirsten. I finally saw your video where you were dancing. She did a video where she was dancing to my song Victorious that I was just talking about. She made up a little
okay.
dance that she was doing to it. And she
was
did a
that...
great job. I'm going to have to put her on the stage.
I think I've seen that video on Facebook.
Okay.
I think I've seen that video on Facebook. I think I did. Yes, I did. And I think I reposted it too.
Okay.
Well, Gwen, you are a big ball of energy for all of us. I tell you, you're like a breath of fresh air.
Well, thank you.
Do you have any performances you have upcoming? Because I see you're a busy lady. You are a busy woman. You actually
yes.
did a performance a few days ago. Is that correct?
A few days ago.
You did a performance or you were at an event. But I'm just asking, do you have any upcoming performances?
What I have coming, yes. On the, let's see, the next thing coming up is the first weekend of August. Every weekend of August, we're doing something. And I say we. I always talk in we because it's not just me. I'm the one out front, but I have a fabulous squad that is always there with me doing the thing we do. So that's my – I have three background vocalists. Well, more than that sometimes. But – there's five on the team altogether, but usually there's only three on a set at a time. I want to give a shout-out to the squad. Thank y'all so much for everything that you do. And, of course, in particular settings, there will be a live band as well. So it just depends on the event. But coming up, we have next is the Gullah Geechee International Music and Movement Festival. That is the 5th and 6th of August. On the 5th, we're going to be at the St. Helena Highland Branch Library. And on the 6th, we're going to be at Mosquito Beach, which is like Charleston, North Carolina area. On the 12th, I'm going to be in Florence at the Sister Walk event, which is an event about black women and health. I'm going to be performing at that event. On the I'm just recalling, I should have wrote this down. I know there's something on the 19th. I can't remember what. Don't be mad at me, y'all. And then on the 25th, there is the Africa Fashion Week of the Low Country. I actually performed last year out there, and they invited us to come back and perform this year as well. So we're doing Africa Fashion Week on the 25th of August. And the 28th, which is my 46th birthday, I'll be doing a, hope I skipped the date. On the 26th, the 26th, I'll be in Savannah, Georgia, at Club Exclusives. That's a white party, all white party event on the 26th, that Saturday. And then on the 28th, which is my birthday. I'll be doing a acoustic soul set in Savannah at the Wormhole. That's the name of the place. So, yeah, we got a full month of August, and we have some other things coming up, some annual festivals that are coming up towards the end of the year. I'm hoping to be in London, England, in November. That'll be my first time going out of the country. I'm looking forward to that. There are a group of artists from the DMV. Shout out to my mentor, my big sister in this indie soul thing. Her name is Gwendolyn, actually, also. Her name is Gwendolyn Collins. And she did a movement. She has a movement after her, entitled after her album called Moments of Love. And they went over last year. They're going back again. So I'm hoping to be in the mix this year.
All right.
Yes.
And I want to tell you happy birthday.
Oh,
right
thank
now.
You. Thank you. It's a month out, but thank you.
I'm going to tell you that right now because you're a busy lady. And, you know, I will still send you a happy birthday letter to you or posting. And last but not least, I would like to ask you, what are your words of wisdom you would like to give to those who are suffering out here in the world today, or for those who are wanting to be like you in the music industry?
Well, one of the things that I would say is, if because you use that word suffering, one of the things that I find works for me when I'm in a place of like stress or when I have a lot on me, one of the things that works is to focus my attention on helping someone else. That tends to lessen my load, my personal load. It doesn't make a whole lot of probably natural sense, but I think it's more of a spiritual thing that when you focus your attention on being a help to someone else, it lightens your own load. As far as this, the general message that I want to put out all the time is to follow your heart, follow your dreams, and to not allow situations and people to make you think that it's impossible. Because whatever it is that you want to do is going to require you to take a leap of faith. It's going to happen. It just will not happen in your comfort zone. You have to take that leap of faith. And once you do, then you'll see that things start to align and start to be, you know, that step you might not be able to see, but it's there.
Yeah. Wow.
So that would be my words of wisdom.
Thank you so much. I got a little goosebumps all over me because I know exactly what you're saying. I knew God told me to pick Gwen to get on my show because there's something there about that lady. Okay.
Thank you for those
words of wisdom. And I want to thank you for participating or coming on my show. You're always welcome to come back with any new project that you have. Come on my show. You know I'm going to be following you for life. I would like for you to go ahead and mention your website information and where we can follow you at. Are you on other social sites? Please mention.
Sure.
And where to buy your music. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, my music is available on like iTunes, Amazon. If you're going to buy you can buy the keepsake copy CD. You can order that straight on my website at www.gwenyvette.net. That's GWENYVETTE.net. And as far as other social media. Yeah, Facebook, you can find me at Gwen Yvette on Facebook. And on IG, it's Gwen Yvette Sings. SINGS, Gwen Yvette Sings on Instagram. And then on Twitter, it's Real Gwen Yvette. Somebody got to it before me and got my Gwen Yvette. So it's a really popular name combination, actually.
Yeah, I noticed that.
A really popular name combo. So, on Twitter, it's Real Gwen Yvette. Instagram, Gwen Yvette Sings. Facebook, Gwen Yvette. And then if you're going to follow on my YouTube channel, that is Gwendolyn Yvette Sings. Gwendolyn Yvette Sings. So it's all, you can find me on any of those. Be sure to follow. And if you follow my Facebook page, like my Facebook page at Gwen Yvette, because everything is posted there. Everything gets posted there, so. Upcoming events, whatever I have going on, competitions, little, things with opportunities where you can win free music or stuff like that. It's always on my page.
All right. Wow. Well, this show was a success. You have been heard all around the world, Gwen Yvette.
Thank you.
And your music is so good, and you keep doing what you're doing, and you're forever my friend. Thank you for coming tonight, and you have a blessed evening and a happy upcoming birthday. And be safe.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You have a blessed evening also, and I wish you the best success with your show going forward. I appreciate you having me.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Thanks to everyone who listened in.
I'm going to be playing the last song for this showcase for the night. The title of this song called Love, Dreams, and Visions by Gwen Yvette. This is Brenda Moss, officially known as Lady Diva, signing out.
No stopping.